Welcome to the show. This is Christy Whitman, and I really want to honor you. And take a moment just to take a breath and honor yourself. When you honor yourself, you're honoring your worth in the world. And when you honor your worth in the world, you start attracting so many other things to you. So I'm just wanting you to enjoy this next episode, episode 21 on honoring your worth. How do you do that? It's a great conversation I have with Rob Trigg. Quick little quickie for you to inspire you and inform you for today and help you move towards your desires. Enjoy. Hey, this is Christy Whitman. Thank you so much for listening. You can go to watchyourwords.com to learn more information, but I'm talking with Rob today, and we're going to be talking about what qualities repel abundance and what qualities attract abundance. Hey, Rob, what's happening?
It's a great day.
It is a great day.
See, I'm already being positive.
So, you know, one of the most attractive qualities is when we honor our worth and our time. And one of the most repelling qualities is when we're not honoring our worth and our time. So what I mean by that is that when we are just saying yes and kind of running ourselves ragged and doing things because people just ask us to do stuff.
I do that all the time.
Yeah. So it's good to start paying attention to what is a yes for you and what is a no for you. And what is really honoring of your time and your worth. Because when you honor that, other people will honor that. When you say there's a fine line between being generous and being giving and that sort of thing. And then it gets to a point where it's like you're doing it at the demise of your own energy, your own health, your own money, your own resources. And we have to start honoring our own worth and our time, meaning like, this is how much time I have. Do I need to rest or do I need to help a friend move?
It's hard to do. It's hard to say no. It's a lot harder to say no than it is to say yes.
Absolutely. You know why? Do you know anybody that likes the word no?
No.
I don't know if you, no. I don't know if you're 3 years old or 13 years old or 33. Nobody likes to hear the word no.
Sure.
And so we know that nobody likes to hear the word no. We don't like to hear the word no. So a lot of times we're defending against, oh, if I say no, the other person might be upset.
It's just easier to say yes and then make an excuse the day of, oh, you know, I had this come up, but I didn't say no. That is, I'm sure that's with a lot of people.
Absolutely. Mm. Or they say yes when they mean no. They're like, oh, I don't want to do this.
And yeah.
So, you know, at the end of the day, you got to help somebody move or you got to, you know, go do something that you just know that you just don't want to do. And the whole day you're like, oh, I don't want to do that. Oh, I don't want to do that. Oh, I don't want to do that. Do you know what that's doing to your energy and your vibration?
Yeah. Sure.
You know, and it causes restriction in our bodies. And when we're restricting, we can't let the flow of life flow through us.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we're not letting the flow of life, we don't let our joy flow. When we're constricting all parts of us.
So you're saying make that decision ahead of time. I'm going to say no to this type of thing.
You know, it's not a concrete thing. It's when someone asks you to do something, instead of having to say yes right away as a gut reaction because you don't know what that person's, how that person's going to feel, it's a matter of just saying, let me get back to you on that. And then taking a moment for yourself to reflect, do I have the time? Do I have the resources? Is this going to take away and drain me? Is this something I do want to do? I mean, is this something that I can do to help this person and that would feel good to me? Take a moment to check in with yourself instead of just do the gut reaction of saying yes and not honoring your own time and your own worth.
Okay. Now with family and close friends, it's almost a given. I mean, these are sacrifices you make, but it's when you say yes to everything around you that can be really detrimental to you.
Yeah. So you're even saying, you know, my family might say, you know, now that I'm living in the same area that they're living in, hey, everybody's getting together on Saturday. And maybe I don't want to. So in the past, I'd feel like an obligation to go and do that, even though I've had a long week or I've been traveling or, you know, and now I'll just say, you know, that's not going to work for me. I hope you guys have a really great time. What do you mean? You're not going to bring the kids? We're not going to see you?
Yes.
And it's guilt and the, you know, and all that. And it's like, yeah, I need to take care of myself right now. This is just, if I do that, that's not going to feel good for me. I'm honoring my own time and my own worth.
So honor yourself first, and then you can take care of other people in the real times of need.
Absolutely. We have to honor ourselves because we are everything that's going on inside of us. Remember that we create everything twice in our own relationship inside of ourselves with ourselves, and that honoring that we have of ourselves. If we don't honor ourselves, nobody else is going to honor. We teach people how to treat us. And so when we are coming from a place of honoring ourselves, our time, our resources, honoring really what we have and who we are, then we teach other people how to do the same. We teach people how to treat us. And if we say no, we have to train people. If, you know, it doesn't have to be a no, you know?
Yeah. You don't have to be evil or mean about it. Yeah, exactly.
Rude. Just, you know, thank you so much for the invitation. That's not going to work for me, but I wish you guys a great time. You know what? That's not going to work for me. I wish I could help, but I'm not going to be able to do that. I don't have the resources to do that. I don't have the energy to do that. I hope you find somebody else that can help you.
And like anything in life, I'm sure this takes practice because
it does.
I'm sure even when you first discovered this, you had a hard time.
I did.
Yeah. And I think everyone does. So don't beat yourself up if you don't do it all the time straight up.
Well, that's it. Yeah. But the key here is that honoring your own worth and your own time and saying yes when you mean yes and saying no when you mean no will honor yourself. And that feeling of self-love, that feeling of honoring, the feeling of just the process of listening to yourself will create such positive impact in your life versus when you are not honoring your own worth and your time. You're important, and the way you feel about yourself is a direct reflection in your outer reality.